Blog Talk Radio.
Proving grounds, and this Dan, it is up Rawford. All it is tonight, 10:30 Delcy Drive, Building 4W in Westville, New Jersey.
Is it Westville?
It is
technically Westville.
Deptford, Westville, Westville on the
25A exit on 295, sir.
That is correct. So Dan, big card tonight.
It's
control of the company.
It's the biggest. Since the company has been brought back to existence, everything literally is the Brawl for it all.
It is. Yes.
Sorry. Anyway, we're back.
Thank you.
we're already starting. Everything is on the line tonight. Everything
right,
is
control
on the line.
Of the company, Dan.
The company is on the line.
And I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. It is the Me Society, Dan. That is Jake Bishop. That is Justin America. And that is the Untouchables, the tag team champions. Who did they defeat for those tag team titles? The Nigerian Nightmares, Dan. That's who they defeated. And
that's no easy feat.
Certainly not. And it was in a triple threat. Havoc and Anderson were also involved.
Ah, okay. I was not
if
there.
If you look back through the history of New Moon Rising Wrestling, there are certain tag teams that made an impact. Havoc and Anderson were one of those teams.
Apparently. Gotcha.
You know what? We're sitting here for 2 hours,
Dan.
Two hours. Nobody bothers.
Nobody came up to us and asked a question.
2 hours!
We go on air, it's like, I got a question!
So anyway, Dan, getting back to the business. They have to take on the team of dummies, the band of dummies, as I call them.
No!
That is none other than Tank Tolan.
I'm not endorsing
it's
that.
It's Tolan. It is the former hotshot Mike Reed. He
not
is now an upgrade. And, of course, Fusion EMS.
I'm not endorsing that.
Fusion PMS.
I'm not endorsing that.
They're a little irritable.
I'm not endorsing that.
It's Fusion PMS. Yes.
Yeah, whatever you say.
So
Fusion
I
DS.
It's not DS anymore. Ever since they've had their troubles.
Is Fusion S?
Once a month, these guys have their troubles, so it's now Fusion PS.
You're
all right.
I told you.
I'll be back.
I told you.
Now, Dan, what else?
Yeah, you're going to die.
We have a great card tonight. It's LJ Cruz taking on Mark Angel with Slim Burgundy to start things off.
Slim Burgundy's got some.
We're not going to talk about that on air, but Slim Burgundy.
You could have gone a completely other direction with it, but you decided to go shoot, so that's your fault.
Not at all.
Absolutely. Anyway,
LJ Cruz taking on Mark Angel.
And I've seen video of him getting Mark Angel training.
It was put up today.
Working hard. Was it actually put up? Because I never talked about that.
Yes, it is up.
There's video right now, if you look at YouTube.
I think
he's really
actually on the Facebook.
Is it on the Facebook?
That's right.
He's working. I don't know. I don't use a computer, obviously. If you,
neither does Brady.
Neither does Brady. Trying to figure
back
that.
On track, Dan.
Back
on
track of training, Mark Angel training, and he's working them hard.
He is working
and
hard.
And if anybody
I
was
think,
going to teach me how to train, I would want Slim Burgundy doing it.
I think tonight, Dan, it is going to be a rebirth of sorts for Mark Angel, and that starts here tonight. We're also going to have, now this just added, just added in, we got the word, it is highly entertaining wrestling.
Yes.
That is, of course,
yes,
managed by Loudy.
Loudy, the best manager
Drew
in wrestling.
Drew Blood, the notorious one, Drew Blood.
Drew Blood and
Xavier Cross.
Xavier Cross, we're not sure what his first name is, but it might be Francis.
Taking on Mike Madoff.
He's
a newcomer.
Yeah.
And
he's a big guy.
The paper boy, Sunday Steve Saff, is back in New
Steve
Moon
Saff.
Rising Wrestling, and that is exciting.
I've been looking forward to his return because I think he's got a future.
He's
got a few tires to flip right now.
That's right. Flipping the tires, it's MMA training. It is legitimate training, Dan. At least that's what people tell me.
That's what people tell me. I don't know who else does that, but...
I don't know either, Dan. I really can't say who it is. Now, of course, one of the matches I'm looking forward to, besides the main event, of course, is the Master Illusionist, Damian Adams.
Yes.
He is back with Larry Lawson, Mr. Hole-in-One, taking on Keikoa, the Flying Burrito.
Yo, what is up with you today?
What do you mean, what's up with me?
You think you're a wrestler or something? You're saying all these words? Your place is behind the table.
The
Not
Flying Burrito.
Near the ring.
So
keep your mouth shut and stay put.
Anyway, Dan, taking on the Flying Burrito, how do you feel? How do you feel about
that
match?
I think Keiko has got his number.
So
I'm putting my money on Keiko.
You're putting your money on Keiko. You're going to go home a poor man because Larry Lawson, Adams, it is certainly going to be a match to
Somebody
see.
Just fell from the ceiling.
And it's going to be a pure match. It's going to be a wrestling match. It's going to be something that the fans will be talking about when they leave here tonight.
I agree.
Of course, Dan, we also have the return of Night Court.
I'm not really looking forward to this.
The return of Night Court with a special guest in HPR, the Hollister punk rocker, Glenn Storms. And my goodness,
whatever.
You want to talk about excitement.
Whatever.
That man can captivate a crowd like no one else.
Yes, I guess so. If you want to stab somebody in the back with a baseball bat.
Captivate a crowd, that's what he does, and that's what's going to happen here tonight. I can't wait to see what he has to say.
We deserve an explanation is what I want to hear.
And another thing, one of the best things I can personally say is American Roughneck is not booked on this show.
He's not
booked.
That
is wonderful.
He's not booked, but it's a free country. He might just show up here, pal.
No, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay.
He's not booked.
Okay.
He won't be here.
Watch your lunch.
Now, another thing I'm actually looking forward to, Dan, Spotlight with Cliff Light. It is going to be the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont, making an impact
that
starts
huge.
Here tonight.
That is
Dan.
Huge.
The Bulldozer, Matt Tremont.
I don't
You know, we've talked to him a few times. Of course, he's had
Thank
big
you.
Matches.
I've been here.
He's had a few big matches. We had DJ Hyde,
mm-hmm.
Matt Tremont,
which was probably
Cage
of
Death,
one of my favorite segments that we've ever done on this.
Cage
show.
Of Death. It happened, Dan.
He put him through how many panes of glass with a Death Valley driver?
At least three.
Could
have been more.
The sound that it's made, the sound that it makes.
Could have been five,
you,
Dan.
If you've seen this video, the sound that it makes is unbelievable.
It is. Now, Dan, another thing that I'm looking forward to here tonight is, of course, Nathan Avery. We finally got a hold of Nathan Avery.
Yes.
He is returning here tonight. And Nathan Avery is, I'll tell you what, he's going to make an impact.
What's it with you, this word, making the word, this word impact?
I'm telling
wrong
you,
company.
An impact.
We're going to get sued.
You know who he's taking on, Dan?
Who's he taking
Fredo
on?
Fredo Majors.
Who?
The losing streak ends here tonight for Nathan Avery. He is the standard of excellence, Dan.
Is he going to leave by the right door this time? Yeah,
what?
I'm saying it now because he's not here.
Why does that matter if he leaves
because
by the right door? Who cares?
Leave with your head up.
He was upset.
Leave with your head up. You got beat by one of the best. Leave with your head up.
And then, of course, that open challenge we've been talking about for weeks, Dan. The Legion of Anarchy. That is the former heavyweight champion of New Moon Rising Wrestling, Luis the Punisher Martinez.
That boy.
And his big friend, that big bully, Broly.
Yeah, I don't like that guy. Hopefully his foot's still in a boot so I can outrun him.
They are taking on members of the Empire. That's right, Ty Reno stepped up.
Did
so it? It's Ty Reno and O-Dog. That is going to be an explosive, an eruption.
Anybody else from Empire showing up?
No.
No.
No, definitely not. No. Maybe Sienna Duvall, I'm not sure.
Because that's the reason why I'm such a big fan of Empire.
Well, there you go, Dan.
Well, quite frankly.
And, of course, that eight-man ladder match, we cannot talk about its significance any more than this.
And here's the thing about the ladder match. I mean, not only are you
control of the company, Dan.
Aside from the stipulation is what I'm talking about is you look around the New Moon Rising Proving Grounds. You see all these other companies on TV with mats next to the ring and all that.
No mats, Dan.
There's no mats on the ground.
Old school.
It's a 40-foot drop from the top of the ladder.
A 40-foot drop.
20-foot drop from the top of the ladder to the floor.
To the concrete. I'll go there.
No, I was going to say, up in the ring, it's about 40.
No.
No?
No. 25.
We're trying to sell
30.
The show. It's 40
25
feet.
Or 30.
30.
You know, I'm all about honesty. I'm all about accurate.
Is it 25? It's 25.
I am all about accurate reporting.
Yeah, I bet you
as
are.
As such, I would like to tell you
about the dummies?
No,
right,
I would like to tell you about
reporting.
Dover, Delaware. It's a beautiful day in Dover, Delaware, Dan.
Is it?
Yes. Sunny skies,
sunny
50
skies,
degrees.
Nothing else going on.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all in insignificance.
Dover, Delaware.
Dover, Delaware.
Day.
It's beautiful. It's just
rain,
south.
Sleet, snow, or rain. We will be here, Dan,
yes.
At the Proving Grounds.
Absolutely.
Here, doors open at 6.
Bell time 7 o'clock. And like I said, compared to other independent companies, not all of them, I'm saying compared to others, we have production second to none, entertainment second to none.
Entertainment, not entertainment. No, the entertainment, I tell you, is top notch. Now, Dan, we're also going to have a few special things here, too. We're also going to have the unveiling of a new Deadpool trailer.
Damian Dragon's here.
Yes, Damian Dragon, of course, in his spare time. But he doesn't have much.
I was going to say, the spare time he has is about that much.
But in the spare time he is doing this Deadpool web series, it has created a lot of buzz, Dan.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
The last time I checked, I think Deadpool video had over 15,000 views.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. It was
wow.
Time, yeah.
Wow. No.
Gotcha.
No. Bad, Dan. Bad day. We'll be right back, Dan, after this.
Bad day.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the... We'll be right back.
Check out the new website at HIACtalkradio.com. Subscribe on iTunes and follow the Revolution in Wrestling Podcast. We are back, Dan. And
the interview I've been looking forward to.
I am telling you what, this is...
I want to see him get out of this one.
It's going to be one of the most prestigious interviews that we have ever had. It's
prestigious?
Prestigious.
What if it's the last day he's... champion.
Just yesterday, Dan, he went to Hasbro Kites and punched Shane Helms right in the mouth. I missed it.
What's up with that?
That actually is a falsity.
Oh, is it?
Oh, we're making up words now.
Now, are we?
That's cute.
No, you're deep in thought, Justin. I see.
Are you all right over there?
I'm trying to find my chi Cujo. My chi.
Right.
He's Cujo again. Now, where did Cujo come from?
Well, he's vicious. He's mean.
And fat.
And he has rabies.
Yeah. He does froth at the mouth.
I don't have rabies. So it's only when I'm hungry.
True. Now, tonight.
Okay.
Yes, tonight.
It's finally a Brawl for It All. I'm looking right now. There's already the contract. Not the contract isn't up there, but the briefcase is hanging.
The contract is in the briefcase?
Ceiling.
Yes, I see it.
The contract is not in there yet.
Not yet.
The deed to the company is not in there yet. However, by the end of the show, you will be in ownership of the company.
Yes.
Again,
yes.
I know we've talked about it ad nauseum. But how does it feel?
Nausea being the key word.
It feels good.
Feels good.
Does it feel epic?
So, Justin, your first course of action. You see Mike Reed across the ring. You're going to punch him right in the mouth, aren't you?
Just like you did to Shane Helms.
Listen, Cujo, first I want to explain something to you. I never punched Shane Helms. Justin America did not punch Shane Helms. He has respect for him.
You have respect for the Hurricane.
Shane Helms?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Hmm.
But Mike Reed, on the other hand,
no respect.
That low life piece of trash.
With marshmallows.
Listen, pal. I want to explain something to you.
Yes, sir.
As you sit around drinking your Pepsi Max.
It's diet.
Diet Pepsi Max with
zero calories.
Tastes exactly like regular Pepsi. Well, as you're drinking that, I have honed in on my inner cells the ability to train as I am in rest.
While he's resting.
While I'm training, I am constantly thinking about punching Mike Reed in the mouth.
Huh. So even during your quiet moments, you are still thinking of punching him right in the mouth.
Either that or tugging on Master Official Anthony Rock's beard.
Why would you do that? It's quite a beard.
What?
I have heard stories, Justin, that when you visualize something...
I can't sit at the table with such mean-spirited people.
When you visualize these things in your mind, it's just a lot easier to become reality.
Okay, Dean, now that it's just me and you and I finally got rid of Cujo for this segment.
Thank you.
I can be honest with you. I can sit back. I can be loose. I can be ready.
Be loose. I like things that are loose.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I heard about you. But here we go. Strategy. I've already trained. I've already climbed the ladder, grabbed the remote.
The remote.
Which symbolizes victory.
Victory.
Symbolizes power.
Me power.
Symbolizes being on.
Being on.
I've already preemptively gotten the Haagen-Dazs ice cream for the milkshakes.
You didn't.
I did. It was my surprise, but I did. I got the two tickets to Paradise. One is going to my U.S. Championship belt. The other one is going to you. And you're going in the ring with me for the victory celebration.
Two tickets to Paradise.
The rest of it, it's just, you know.
Well, it's painting by numbers, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's break down the numbers.
I love it.
Tank, 4'3".
Easily
walk over.
300 pounds of pure muscle and range.
If it weren't for the fact that you yourself have such tenacity, such power, that when he viciously threw me into you and knocked me out cold due to your most likely rock-hard abs, I haven't seen, but I'm assuming you have rock-hard abs.
But nothing better.
But when he concussed me by throwing me into you and knocking me out cold, cheating, by the way.
Cheating.
I would have been victorious. So Tank Tolan is now...
A 4'3" dummy.
Yes. He's out of the situation. Who's next? Damian Dragon? He's too worried about his movie career.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's got signed.
Yeah. He's got this Deadpool thing that they're playing at intermission.
Have you seen this? He's walking around like a movie star with the director.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, he even demanded that Hotshot give him an, you know, break out a piece of paper so he could sign for him. His own team member.
Just gets more and more ridiculous the more and more I talk to you, Justin. I mean, you are a fountain, a literal fountain of information here.
Matt Saigon, not even here. So it's basically now it's down to 3-on-4.
3-on-4.
Yes.
Testify, brother.
And Hotshot, I already explained this.
25% better. Your chances of victory without Saigon here.
Absolutely. Well, I would say maybe 15 because what does he really do? I mean, Damien's the whole team there. Let's be honest. But now that he's more worried about acting, we have Saigon now as the
whole
team.
Well, he doesn't want to mess up the pretty face.
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, he does have a nice beard.
Punch him right in the mouth. I think you take both him and Mike Reed out at the same time.
Cujo would say he has a nice beard.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Now, I already explained
the strategy.
So wait, you're taking care of all the business in there.
Dean,
you're the dean of credibility.
I am.
You're also a master linguist.
I am.
Much
like Captain Dave.
If I am wrong with the way that this is pronounced, but I have spoken in nauseum. Is that,
yes.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
In nauseum about Mike Reed. I am going to walk in first 30 seconds, punching him in the mouth. He's out cold. Actually, a fan requested I punch him in the throat. And as I explained...
I did see that.
As I explained, the TV show character Jack Bauer on the TV show 24 is based on my life.
I've heard that.
Well, my government work before I retired and returned to the ring. So I have no problem granting that request. So I'm going to punch Mike Reed in the throat.
In the throat, not the mouth, the throat.
The throat.
A little bit lower, 5 inches. Well, with him, it's like 6 inches.
Yeah, first 30 seconds, he's out. Now... We're down. It's 2-on-4.
2-on-4. So wait, you're taking care of all the business. What the heck are the Untouchables and Jake doing all this
time? No, I'm not taking care of all
the business. It's all about you, Jake.
I'm taking care of 50% of the business. Matt Saigon's taking care of the other half by not showing up.
There you go. I think the math might be a little off. I got to think about it. Maybe on the replay we'll get it all up. So tonight, which one of you is going to bring down the contract for control of the company? Which one? Have you guys decided? This is very important, I think. A very important piece of the puzzle.
We drew straws. And since the Mises Society is equal, we all drew an even straw. So we decided we're going to break out 4 ladders. We're all going to climb up, and we're all going to take it down at the same time.
Beautiful plan.
Teamwork.
Beautiful plan.
Teamwork.
I love it. Justin, do you have anything else to say to the band of dummies?
I would like to give a shout out.
Go right ahead.
To my good friend Robert Knight, who is on cruising.
Special edition of Night Court.
Who's cruising on his way in, you know. And I would like to say, if Kit, you're listening, what's up? I don't know the lingo. You know, I don't know what the crazy kids are saying today.
What are they saying?
I will say, I am the United States champion. I am by far the greatest wrestler in the United States.
Wrestler or entertainer? Interchangeable,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, it is. Performer. performer. I'll go there. Because now here's Damien Dragon, another guy that I can't wait to give one of these. Knuckle sandwich.
No, don't.
He thinks he can out-act me.
I've seen your demo reel.
Yeah. I do Shakespeare. Okay? Are you ready for this?
Today.
Thou art not known, Dan Law. Thou art questionable of origin, Dan Law. End scene.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, Justin, I can't wait to get in there tonight during the celebration. I can't wait for the after party.
Which you're hosting.
Which I'm hosting.
I'm coming, right, guys?
Have you come up with a theme yet?
I was thinking...
Guys, I'm coming, right?
Enchantment Under the Sea.
I'm coming, right?
I like it.
Guys.
Like
Enchantment
it.
Under the Sea.
I like it.
Guys, I'm coming.
You're not invited, Dan. For weeks and months, you have said nothing, but bad things about
the
man.
I have not said anything bad about the man.
You
sir.
Have.
I have been telling the truth.
You haven't been telling
I,
the truth.
Instead of telling a lie, like you're fabricating.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear
you
this.
You know what? Your time's up.
I don't
want to
hear
go,
this
please.
Made up truth. Let me go over some facts.
Facts.
I beat Tyrino fair and square for my United States championship.
Clean
I
victory.
I beat Magnum XL fair and square for my number one title ship, number one contract.
Never in doubt that, man.
I was there.
You weren't there for Magnum XL.
The other one.
Tyrino. Clean
and he
victory.
Saw me beat him clean.
Jake Bishop was getting sweat
if
out of his
If that's clean, let's, nothing would ever be clean around
let's ask some facts.
Have you gotten on the floor around here?
I've
Dan,
gotten on the floor.
Let's
yes,
run
sir.
Down some facts. Okay?
Please don't hit me.
You ready, Cujo? Fact. I wrestled him. Fact. I punched him in the mouth. Fact.
Fact.
I laid on top of him for a 1-2-3. Clean victory.
Clean victory. That's a fact.
A victory is a victory, but it doesn't have to be clean.
Justin.
That's right. I tell the truth, you leave. That's great. I tell the truth, he leaves. That's the way it works around here.
That wasn't the truth.
That was the truth.
That was an embellishment, a lie, and you should be ashamed of
you know what? Just go to break, whatever you got to do, and stop lying. We'll be back.
Ashamed.
Check out the new website at HIACTalkRadio.com. Subscribe on iTunes and follow the Revolution in Wrestling Podcasts.
Well, that was David DeCook talking about the Centralia Impact.
There's a very intelligent man talking a very serious problem, and here comes Dan Law with the comment about flaming fire.
Flaming fire, Dan?
Yes, it was sarcasm about the flaming tap water. Flaming fire, flaming
love
tap water. Come on.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire.
All right, welcome back. Dan, I am telling you what, things just get better now. Just in America, I love that interview.
No, it was, full of wrong information and incorrect stuff, but that's fine.
It wasn't wrong information.
It was!
It wasn't wrong.
False!
Hey, keep these
Not
guys
happening.
Apart. Keep these guys
yeah,
apart.
Yeah, it looks like they're really angry.
What the hell is going on?
You know what? I just want to be clear.
Fusion
earlier
PMS
he said fusion PMS.
Fusion PMS is here. I'll tell you what. Good to see you guys again.
I have a fruit smoothie from Smoothie King. It's called the Hulk. I was like, dude, I got to get it.
So how is Fusion PMS these days?
You guys
and
want
I
to
say
next,
this,
do you want to
I say this,
him?
No. Let me explain myself first.
You're lucky. It's not that time of the month if you catch my drift.
There you go. But let me explain myself. You guys are a little irritable.
A little bit.
A little irritable with each other.
IBS going around.
Yeah.
It's flu season.
Exactly.
Well, you know, we disagree all the time. We're still buddies.
That's
well,
true.
Right? See, they disagree.
Contractual obligation.
That's actually pretty much what it comes down to. Again, you know, we're here. It's a contractual obligation. We said we'd be here for you guys, and we are. We're here to compete, you know. Here is one thing. Delaware gloves are off, but we're not in Delaware, so.
Only in Delaware.
Wait,
something about the water in Delaware.
I think it's what, you know, what's in the water.
It is the water.
Yes.
Or the beer.
I mean, because I don't drink
you guys
water.
Don't
when
drink
I go
beer.
To Delaware, I don't drink that.
What the hell are you guys going to do?
I don't want to like that.
In that ladder match. Matt, I know you always have great strategy. I'm starting with you.
Stay on the outside, wait till everyone kills themselves, and make my way to the top.
That's a pretty good strategy.
Pretty good strategy.
Now,
Roddy Piper.
I'm going to be like Kane and all the Money in the Bank matches. It'll just wait till the last minute. You know what I mean?
He's always
the last. No, he's always the last guy in there. Let's all the young guys do all the work.
Exactly. I can't really disagree with that, honestly. Yeah.
It sounds like a good plan.
It's a pretty decent plan.
It is cold in here, so my bones are kind of brittle, so falling on some ladder.
Not exactly something in the works.
And
the plans.
I was pointing out, other companies have mats around the ring, and this is kind of just like
no
a
mats.
Drop to the concrete.
Yeah.
Old school.
I have no health insurance.
Is that a shoot?
I'm just old, and I'd rather not have to learn how to walk differently yet again. I've already had to like renegotiate the way I walk about 12 times.
He's not being serious.
I don't.
He's like,
we got to start the Saigon Fund.
Please help.
I think
You know how much Cobra insurance?
It's like $300 for like one person.
Cobra is expensive.
Cobra is such a racket.
The moment you attach the word Cobra to it, it's bad. G.I. Joe, Cobra.
Cobra, bad.
Cobra Kai,
I knew this would start. I knew as soon as Cobra, I was saying,
I always find a way to turn it into something that involves geekdom.
That's why I like him. He's awesome.
He can't relate anything to wrestling. Let's go everything to the nerd category.
Keep it nice between the two of you.
We're being nice.
Cobra Club.
You have to win. Do not society get
but
that.
But I do have to. I do have to warn you.
I'm so confused about the Knee Society.
We were just talking with Justin American a moment ago. He said the first thing he was going to do after he punched Mike Reed in the throat.
Punch you in the mouth.
In the mouth.
I'm the merc with the mouth. He can't punch me in the mouth. Anybody guys have tried?
That was a good segue, Dan. Take it away.
You can't shut me up.
That's another Deadpool reference.
I didn't realize Deadpool was only 5'5".
He varies. It depends on the artist.
You're going. It's cool.
It depends on the artist.
Speaking of work with a mouth.
That is me.
You and the director of Deadpool.
What's his name? I can't say
Chris,
the last
Chris
name.
Chris R. Notarilli.
Notarilli. I was going to say Notarilli.
Let me make a note of that.
And put the emphasis on the
Basically, the director, writer, and he's the voice. We're doing like a Ted thing. I'm pretty much the living,
You
bear.
Are the physical Deadpool.
I'm the living CGI of Deadpool. But I still gotta learn. And he's the voice.
He's the
director, writer. Also joining us tonight will be Elektra. Beatrice will be here. She prizes her role as Elektra.
I will say before you continue, I've met a lot of Beatrices, and they're all gorgeous.
Well, Beatrice as Elektra. She's
that
definitely.
Name.
She's probably going to be sitting in the audience and catch a lot of attention. She's not hard to miss.
Hey, there's wrestling going on over there.
I watched episode one, and somebody commented that Deadpool looks fat.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great?
You.
I know. I got fat Deadpool and Deadpool with a beer belly. I don't know.
Fat Deadpool?
Yeah.
What am I then?
I don't know.
You ain't no Ryan Reynolds.
You're
Bundy
Fire. Morbidly obese. What's Ryan then? Dead already.
Jesus Christ. But also joining us is Roberto Lombardi, who reprises his role for Blinky Productions as Freddy Krueger.
I got a question for you. Don't go.
And, as well as Andrea Martin. She also plays Boss Lady, but she's also the producer and co-writer. So,
well,
yeah,
I don't know my boss
like. But not only that, we also are going to be
airing a special trailer this evening and everything like that. They're going to be selling merch, and all the funds raised from anything sold, it goes right into
the production of the Deadpool
series.
And if you've not seen it yet, the address on YouTube is?
You go to youtube.com/Blinky500. Notarilly, like over 200 other things.
He's got a lot of good stuff.
And
on
it's
there.
Not just fan films. It's all it's independent stuff. Some of it award winning. You can check it out on the channel, and also you can go to Blinky Productions.com.
Yes, we're producer on one of the episodes.
Yes, you are. And
Dean
thank you
doesn't
very much.
Know that.
Dan Law slipped it under the wire. You guys are actually.
Why no Wolverine in the show?
Yeah, you know Wolverine in the show.
He was blowing me for a second. Can you let him finish?
Jesus why no Christ. Wolverine?
But anyway, nonetheless, Hell in the Cell.
I still have a question.
Hell in the Cell has sponsored the Deadpool web series, so thank you, Dean.
Awesome.
Our name's on it.
We are producers.
Yes. Now I want to change.
Are you guys
into
the producers bit now? Like,
I want to change a few things.
Stop it with the changes.
It's YouTube. We can't go that far.
You smell like fake Tanner again.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Now, listen.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You guys are going to be able to last long?
I have a question. It's about another promotion. It's
okay.
PWA. Matt, you
what?
Have the opportunity to take away back. His dream that he's been searching for 17 years.
It's all a
Why are you doing it?
It's all a ruse. I'm going to come out with a shirt that says, Bazinga.
I love how after all this, he still got his sense of humor.
However, it turns out, you have a chance.
Bazinga! Just kidding, man.
Excuse me, let me bring it on the track for a second. There's a change. I was going to say, however it turns out, you have a chance to possibly get into the Super 8. How does that feel? Sorry, Damon.
It's all right.
Spectacular.
Get out. Just go. Get the hell out of here.
What, my interview skills are not good enough?
No.
What, you think I'm too young to be in the Super 8 or something like that? I mean, we have Mike Elegant.
For this year, you're probably
prime age.
Oh, what the hell am I then?
Yeah. Really?
No,
old.
No.
Yes.
You're dead.
Well, Papadon's a year younger than me.
Yeah, it's only a year.
Hashtag shoot.
I mean, that's like you were born, he was still in the womb being born.
Who's? Papadon.
He's on Gutcha?
Yeah, you can vote for him.
Why pop it
now?
Why pop it down in the Super
Starts
again?
Today, Dan.
He's defending his title. He's defending
what
his title.
What website is that, Dean?
So what happens if he loses?
I don't know.
I guess he doesn't retain his title.
I just know you can vote for him, goddammit.
I don't know.
Thoughts?
There's a couple conversations going on.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Put me back, and we're back with you, folks.
Any final thoughts? Shut up, Dean. I got this.
We have some housekeeping.
I got to sweep the floor in the ring before you guys get in there. Any final thoughts? Stop it. Put it down. It's too big for you.
That's what she said.
Any final thoughts going into the ladder match? Can you put it aside for 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
We can
minutes
put it aside.
Take control of this company.
It is always.
You can't give it to them.
There's always more room for gold.
If we put that tasty cake up on the where they hang the belts, do you think Dean will get up there faster than us?
Have you ever seen a fat guy climb a ladder real fast?
That's
I'm going to die, and I'll have you guys both.
We're going to have a match here. It's the first time ever.
What
pork roll on a pole match.
Yes!
Between.
Why not bacon?
No.
Pork roll sounds better.
It's going to be the Knight Rider, Robert Knight, taking on.
You are an American unless you like bacon.
I like pork roll better.
American.
You're not American.
It's the same part of the animal. Everything.
Are you Canadian?
Hell, no, A.
Bacon.
Are you?
He likes hockey. He might be.
A.
Hey.
Yes!
Anyway,
guys, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having us on, Dino.
I break a leg with this series.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the series, not with the match.
I'm very happy about the Deadpool.
But thank you very much.
I can't support you anymore in this match. I don't want me to die in the worst way.
Wolverine.
But where else can people find you? You, of course, have Nerd Herders Friday night.
We got Nerd Herders Friday nights, blogtalkradio.com/DreamElite every Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Catch Nerd Herders with myself and Ms. Foxy. We talk everything nerd-tastic and geek-tastic. Apparently, you'll have to listen to the episodes. I've been having 2 weeks arguments with Aquaman.
Since when did a nerd become a trend?
Because we're
2008.
Awesome.
We're taking
like,
over the world.
Okay, I watched Spider-Man and X-Men and read the comics when I was a kid, but I had glasses
it's
and everything.
Bigger than
but
that
when
now.
You were a kid and you read that stuff, you are a nerd, and you got picked on in school. Now it's the cool thing to do. Since when did that happen?
It's
when? Tell me when.
Very valid point.
Never, because I still get picked on.
F them.
That's because you're 5 foot five, fat, and Deadpool.
I'm 5 foot seven and three quarters.
I'm 5 foot five and fat. He's not fat.
He's a little pudgy.
He's got
I think Slim Burgundy.
Water diet.
I think Slim Burgundy.
Water diet.
Wait till he exhales.
I got a little.
I'm not exhale.
But guys,
this is it. Bazinga.
I hope you guys have horrible luck tonight. I don't want to see Fusion PMS.
Sincerely wish you good luck tonight. I don't want me to win.
Since when did we change our name?
I don't know.
It's Fusion PMS.
It's Fusion DS, and you shut up, Dean. You'll be right back.
I got irritable bowel syndrome.
Bye.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room on WEXP 1600 AM in Philadelphia and TheBradyHicks.com. Like what you hear? Be sure to check out all the other great content available on TheBradyHicks.com. In the Room, Between the Ropes, JV Mail, Hell in a Cell Radio, Titus Machiavelli, The Papa Don Show, What's Wrong with Wrestling, The Book Club, Saturday Night Akbaz, The Extreme Odd Couple with Steve Carino and Rob Dimension, The O Show, The Fish Tank with Bobby Fish, and Dimple Date, The Dating and Relationship Show at TheBradyHicks.com. Great video content. This Week in Wrestling, Stepping Out with Sassy Stephanie, WSU and ECWA TV, Completely Damaged, Wrestling Reflections with Darren Corbin, and so much more. Check it out today.
I've got another confession to make.
Welcome back. We are going to be with Nathan Avery,
we're,
man.
Not we with.
The
we're with.
Standard of excellence.
We're with.
Now, last month, Nathan, a little bit of frustration.
I'm saying a little bit of frustration. He has a great match. You left by the... Why'd you leave like that? Like, without pride?
Oh, no, that's pride. That's the front door of the building. Just leave. Just go. You know, what else did I need to do? You know, I was already frustrated. You say a little bit of frustration, but that was a lot of frustration.
I think it had a lot to do with Chris.
Oh, it had almost nothing to do with Kikoa. It had pretty much everything to do with Chris Levin. Like I said, that
inexperienced.
Yes, he's a little twerp and
goofy hair.
Yes, and I told him I wanted his license. I wanted his license revoked, and he replied with that there's no licensing in New Jersey or anything like that. I assure you,
if there's any license, it's going to be in Jersey.
Maybe
actually
in South
not.
Jersey.
Actually, not for refereeing.
Really?
That's true. Because
Whitman didn't make a
no, New Jersey.
Like that either?
New Jersey was the first place that actually deregulated professional wrestling. 1989, Vince McMahon. Go ahead.
From my point of view, coming from an Ivy League, everybody up there has to be super professional and on their game. And I come down here. And
South Jersey.
Exactly. South Jersey, home of the mutants. I really think this part of, you know, South Jersey should probably be its own state.
I do agree with
you. In which we can just, you know, put a wall around it, and just that's where we keep our prisoners.
Keep the criminals in.
Exactly. They're all criminals anyway, so we might as well keep them there. And so anyway,
Chris Levin,
where I come from, referees are, it's an honorable
trained.
Position. They are trained.
They call
licensed.
Things down the middle.
Exactly. Rules and regulations. That's what I'm about. If you don't follow rules and regulations, you cannot compete on the level that Nathan Avery competes on. And he ruined my chances at any success in that match. That was completely his fault. I mean, Kikoa is good. I'm not going to deny the fact that Kikoa is good.
Well, yeah, for somebody coming from the Mexican section of Hawaii.
Exactly, Mexican section of Hawaii. But Chris Levin was the complete reason why that happened.
I certainly agree, but Kikoa walks out. He still hasn't been defeated here.
No,
that's got to get in your...
That speaks for something, though, doesn't it?
No.
What are you talking about?
Crazy Ivan was a little...
He got my voice to go high again.
But Crazy Ivan was off his medication the night that Kikoa wrestled him.
Is he ever on his medication?
Is he ever off the medication? That's the question. But anyway, he was off the meds, not feeling too well. Kikoa took advantage of that after he made a mockery of Robert Knight that night.
It was pretty easy. The mic didn't.
And then he took advantage of the fact that an inexperienced referee, Chris Levin.
And this is the way I look at it.
I don't see it.
Hands out, pockets unturned.
Sorry.
I have no bad blood with Kikoa. That match really didn't mean anything at all. You know, I was just same as every match.
I thought
it was
match
after
of the
and
night
win.
Myself.
Well, I appreciate that. But the fact is, you know, there's no bad blood between us. I didn't go in there with animosity, and I didn't leave with animosity for Kikoa. Most, like I said, most of that was all Chris Levin. And
I
you'll never hear these words out of my mouth. I won't say never, but you won't hear these words too often. I wish all the best to Kikoa. You know, he did a great job.
Wow.
He did a great job. He competed on my level.
Amazing.
And you know, you saw.
I really thought I would never hear that.
No, I said it. It's recorded. It's out in the public now.
I think
but
it's
like
your
I said,
upbringing.
Yes.
I think it's...
Yes.
Yeah.
I will give respect where respect's due.
Yeah.
If people have respect for me, I'll give respect for them. But,
now,
you know, and he's not from South Jersey either. So,
that's true.
So that helps
that
a little
hurts,
bit. You know?
The Mexican section.
Yes.
Of Hawaii.
Sure,
now,
that's right.
Moving right along.
Okay. Fine.
Tonight.
Yes.
Fredo Majors.
Who's that guy?
Exactly.
That's, you know what, quite honestly, we're going to agree on that. I asked the same question.
I heard he had a chicken fetish.
You could put anybody in that ring and say they're Fredo Majors. And
apparently
I would
likes pasta.
That. Pasta, okay.
Let's just say I knew who Glenn Storms was. I don't know who this guy is.
I know Glenn.
Fredo.
I'll tell you what.
I knew
what are
you going
to do?
Do you know anything about Fredo at all?
I knew it was you, Fredo.
He's a short, rotund man.
Okay.
Balding. He's been in the CZW Academy for a lot of time.
All right, well, I guess it doesn't really
matter.
He's
been training for quite some time.
All right, well,
maybe it's his time.
I hope he has been training because,
you got to keep your emotions in check.
I thought we were friends. Don't say any mess like maybe he could go out there and do something.
How do you think I feel? All he does is make fun of short people, and I got to work with him all the time.
Yeah,
he's
all
a short, rotund man.
What does it matter if he's short? I'm giving him a description. He doesn't know what the guy looks like.
This is correct. I did ask for a description. But anyway.
So he's a short, rotund man. Bald, has a goatee, has a chicken fetish.
All right. So
if you chop off a chicken.
So he sounds like a real catch. He's a real prize.
That's the second Rob Zombie.
I know, Dan.
Anyway.
I don't know Seagull. I don't know who Fredo Majors is.
Me neither.
I'm not sure who he is. I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to go out there and just do what I got to do. I'm going to, you know.
Are we finally going to see a victory for you?
Probably. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's no hope so, no probably, no maybe. It's definitely going to happen.
Turning things around.
Exactly, especially because I've never met this guy before.
I'll tell you, it's always a pleasure when you're on. Nathan?
Absolute chaos going around here. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, going on behind me, stuff going on here.
Only dummies.
Professionalism around here, man. It's the noise in the background.
Everybody
only,
just comes over.
I know.
Start talking when we're on air. It's unbelievable.
Only
so many
dummies.
All day.
Only dummies need luck. You're no dummy.
I'm no dummy at all.
You are going to take care of business. I can't wait for your first victory.
Definitely.
In
definitely.
New Moon Rising.
It'll be great.
Wrestling.
Looking forward to it.
Me too.
I got nothing against you. I had a question.
And we'll be right back
after
this.
Promotional consideration.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room on WEXP 1600 AM in Philadelphia and TheBradyHicks.com. Like what you hear? Be sure to check out all the other great content available on TheBradyHicks.com. In the Room, Between the Ropes, JV Mail, Hell in a Cell Radio, Titus Machiavelli, The Papa Don Show, What's Wrong with Wrestling, The Book Club, Saturday Night Akbaz, The Extreme Odd Couple with Steve Corino and Rob Dimension, The O Show, The Fish Tank with Bobby Fish, and Dimple Date, The Dating and Relationship Show at TheBradyHicks.com. Great video content. This Week in Wrestling. Stepping Out with Sassy Stephanie. WSU and ECWA TV. Completely Damaged. Wrestling Reflections with Darren Corbin. And so much more. Check it out today.
All right, we're back in, and we are here
Look
with a man.
Who has just walked in the building.
We are here with a man that is, he's here. He said he had to wait for your opportunities in this business, and that's why he's here.
And the name's synonymous with ass kicking.
Up and coming promotion, it's Matt Tremont. Matt, what are you doing here tonight? Who do you have your eyes set on?
It's good to see you guys in living color instead of over the phone.
Yeah,
now.
It's nice. Like,
yeah, right? Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah. I'm doing good. Pumped
not
up
talking
to be
over
here.
Each other.
But you're coming. I saw the promo.
I'm here.
I saw the video.
Yeah.
You got a lot on your mind.
Yes, sir.
You're getting in the ring tonight. Can we have a hint?
Let's just say I got something to get off my chest. Management has given me the opportunity to step in their square circle and let my frustrations heard to their audience. This is my first time stepping in their ring, so I hope the audience takes to me well.
Yeah.
And I'm familiar with the area. I've been in this building before.
On point.
But tonight's New Moon stage. It's their building. I'm here for them and here to make my my voice loud and clear tonight because I got one individual who's in this company. And my eyes are set out on him. And find out who tonight at Strong For It All.
I like it. Matt, it's always a pleasure.
Short and sweet, excellent.
Yeah, that's all we need. And I'll tell you what, we'll talk later tonight.
Sounds good, gentlemen.
I've got another confession to make. The best.
All right, we're back, and I am here with my broadcast partner.
Oh, you'd be nice to him now.
It is Brady Hicks. Brady, tonight, Brawl for It All. We've been talking about it for weeks. Talking about it over a month.
There is an energy in here, Dean. The fans haven't even been let in. Right now,
they're
lined up.
That's what it is.
They are lined up around the building. There is an energy to this place here tonight. If you're anywhere near Deptford, Westville, whatever you want to call it, I recommend coming out. You can feel it, Dean. I feel like brawling with you. That's how excited I am.
That's right. It's a brawl for it all. Eight-man tag, Brady. We're going to see control of the company go to the Mii Society finally.
Absolutely. Or, wait, why did I say absolutely? No.
You did say absolutely. I got you again, Hicks.
There's a chance that the dummies. No, no,
oh,
what are you doing?
I got you again.
No.
I got you, Hicks.
Here's what I'm saying. There's a chance we're going to have four new champions tonight.
Use the force.
Four new champions. Think about that.
No, it's not going to be four new champions. It's going to be new
it
owners
is four
of New Moon
champions.
Rising Wrestling.
Well, we
Mike
the
Reed. Mike Reed.
Fusion DS.
Fusion TMS.
Regardless of what happens, I am so excited, and I can't wait. It's going to be great.
Irregardless, Brady, we also have another match that I know I'm looking forward to, a Master Illusionist. It is none other than Damian Adams with Larry Lawson.
I love Larry Lawson.
I don't know why. Taking on Keikoa, the Flying Burrito.
Dude! What's wrong with
you? He's from the Mexican section of
If two people are telling you that you're out of your friggin' mind, don't you think you ought to watch it?
Jimmy Hicks always thinks I'm out of my mind.
You are out of your mind.
I work on my own accord. I'm keeping close eye on everything.
Professional? Non-professional.
If Damian Adams has his biggest trick of all tonight, it might just be to avoid the 5-0, Dean. You know, the fireman's carry into the rock bottom.
That's right. By all means, make sure you avoid the 5-0 Damian Adams.
Fireman's carry into a rock bottom.
Also, we have a tag match. The open challenge has finally been accepted. Legion of Anarchy taking on O-Dog and Tyrino, the Empire.
That's right.
I remember Sienna Duvall telling me that the Empire are thicker than thieves. We're going to find out tonight just how thick they are, Dean. They're going to need to rely on each other or they're going to be in trouble.
Matt Tremont is already in the building. He has a
He's
statement.
Here?
He has a statement for
Where?
New Moon Rising Wrestling.
I haven't seen him.
He is here.
He's going to leave a statement?
Not leave a statement.
No,
he has
not
a
do
big
Brady.
Statement to make tonight.
Okay. I can't wait to hear it.
Not only that, the return of Night Court with Robert Knight.
What role will the American Roughneck play? I can't wait to find out.
He's not even booked, Hicks.
But
we
he's
don't
here.
Don't worry about the
he's
fat
here.
Neck. He's not here.
He's lumbering around right now. Up and stuff.
All right. We also have Nathan Avery taking on Fredo Majors, and I'll tell you what, highly entertaining wrestlers in the building taking on a brand new tag team. Sunday Steve is back. He's going to flip some tires.
You know, like any good paper boy, he's going to deliver, Gene.
And also, okay, you'll dance. Hey, hey.
New Jersey. It's exit 25A on 295. It's 10 minutes from Philadelphia. You don't have to drive all the way down south and go somewhere else. None of them exist right now. Come right here to see one of the best wrestling promotions out there today, New Moon Rising Wrestling. NewMoonRisingWrestling.com. Folks, boys, there's nothing else to say. Get out
of
here.
Well, for Brady Hicks, you can find him at Brady Hicks or at In The Room on Twitter. For Dan, the man, the above-average comedian, Dan Law, you can find him at DanLaw83. I am the Dean of Credibility, Double D. We'll see you at ringside.
Cool. All right, here's your... I'm very glad you won that fight, Matt, but I'm not impressed by your performance. And I look forward to fight you in the near future.